Blog Talk Radio.
What the hell is that? Oh, y'all already know it's happy Halloween up in this motor, nigga. Oh, sorry. I was waiting on Halloween music to get jamming. You know what I'm saying? Live up in the building, Shrek of the Game Radio. How y'all feeling? Happy Halloween. Even though, you know, most of y'all got your mask always on, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my ugly people out there, you know what I'm saying? Just ugly, just because you want to be an ugly person, you know what I'm saying? Not because you ugly featuredly, you know what I'm saying? Just because you want to be an ugly person, you know what I'm saying? By your persona, you know what I'm saying? Who that is creepy pin? Hold on, I think somebody creeping in the back door, y'all. Hello? 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 Okay. I thought somebody was creeping in the back door. Shout out to anybody who out there with that Halloween costume. Uh-oh. He just come in. Oh! Michael Jackson is alive! Out! 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 Oh, not really, people. Not really. Shout out to the Halloween music in the background. Y'all already know we got to jam it up. You know what I'm saying? Do it real big for this day. And this is Happy Halloween, and it's time for Citizen right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, motherfucking Captain Smell. So good. Do it real big, man. You know what I'm saying? Just got to get y'all up there. Let me turn it down a little bit. I know I'm jamming. I know I'm jamming. All right, people, listen. Y'all already know I already did this show. If you don't know, go back through the archive and find out the show. You know what I'm saying? That'll be a good thing for you to try out. But what it is, you know, I got accused of supposedly selling illegal DVDs here in Tampa, Florida. And I didn't sell anything to the officer. And I'm giving you a whole 18-hour case wrapped up in less than 20 seconds. Officer approached. I didn't sell him anything. He got pissed off. He confiscated everything. 2 weeks later, I go to jail for selling illegal DVDs to an officer I never sold illegal DVDs to. Two months later, I go to trial, court, because I didn't want to, you know, people got to take it to the dope. Don't you ever settle for anything less but the dope. Took it to the dope, and subsequently lost that trial. Now, losing that trial means six female jurors that decided that unlawful acts regarding audio and visual items, which nobody in court, including the bailiffs, knew what the hell that shit meant. You know what I'm saying? Decided that, well, yeah, the law states that if you're over the possession of 65 so-called unauthorized DVDs, not saying that you can't have them, only you can only have up to 65 of them. You can't have over that. Apparently, I had 262 of them in my possession, and that is the only reason why I got convicted. So today is sentencing, people. Today is sentencing, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at some jail time, or I'm looking at some probation time. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. It's a thriller. It's a thriller. What's going to happen? You know what I'm saying? But happy Halloween to anybody, anyways. And everybody like, why is he so happy? Why are you so happy? You know why? Shouts out to Miss Latasha Brown out there, you know what I'm saying, who is bringing your homie, your big ace goon right now, you know what I'm saying? Ooh! Right here live on the Halloween special, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. And I will be working, I'm getting a job, people. I'm getting a certified, well, not certified job, but I'm getting a job. Working for Miss Latasha Brown, you know what I'm saying, PA, private attorney. Doing it real big out there, people, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do rep for people, you know what I'm saying? You got to rep for your people. So I'm repping for everybody out there that's been screwed over. I'm repping for everybody out there that, you know, just ain't never been treated correctly, you know what I'm saying, by your appointed counsel. And, you know, I'm going to be the background man. I say I'm going to be up in the courtroom immediately, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I like the feeling of it. You know what I'm saying? It's a setting where intimidation goes a long way. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't got to beat nobody up, but you can just talk to a person and address a person a certain way, and they are, and you gain that respect. And that's the power of the courtroom, people. That is the power of the courtroom. Not to say I want to be a judge, because I don't like to judge people. I don't want to be a judge. It's not my thing. But, you know, fighting for the people, that is my thing. And that is what I'm going towards, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's how we're kicking off Halloween, people. Happy Halloween to you. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. I got to get dressed, you know what I'm saying? Put my diddly-doos on, you know what I'm saying, in a minute. And we're going to sit back. We're going to enjoy some Halloween music because I'm jamming out the whole Halloween, people. And shout out to all my people that enjoyed the block party yesterday on 34th and Chelsea Street. We did it real big. Appreciate my homie T.Y., you know what I'm saying, the whole Bucktown DJs, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big, coming down, shutting it down on 34th and Chelsea Street. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate all the DJs that came out, all the free food, everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was it. Oh, it's Miss Jadnu checking in. Let's talk to Miss Jadnu real quick. What up, lady?
Good morning. I was calling to check on you.
Woman, it's afternoon, live on the radio.
I was calling to see that. No, I don't want to get on the radio. I was calling to check on you.
Oh, well, you called me while I'm on the radio. So what you going to do?
Okay, I'll call you guys later
because I can't
today.
No. Well, I got to go court. I'll be in court at
1:30. Oh, man, I thought you had to go this morning, man. You had me all worried and stuff, man.
Oh, no. Well, now you know.
Oh. Oh, man, I thought you had to be here at 8:30 first day. I'm like, man, let me call and check on my homeboy. See if everything is okay.
Nah, Ma coming down there with me, though. She going to step in there with me. It's at 1:30, though.
All right, well, I'm going to call you back after 1:30.
Yeah, all right. I'll hit you back.
Oh, okay, boy.
Happy birthday to Miss John News. Officially, she's a Halloween baby. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to her. And holding down real big, man. It's my artist, Mr. John New, doing it real big. You know, I already know. And right about now, people, we're going to take a real quick break. Y'all can jam out to this good Halloween music. If you ain't got none, hit me up at wdgeradio@gmail.com, man. I seen a whole bunch of Halloween music. I got a bunch of this crap. I don't know. Yeah. And I send it to you for the free. I'll let me. Coming right back at you, people. Y'all stay in tune. Y'all jam out to the Ghostbusters.
Yeah. shit. I don't know what the hell it is, people.
I don't know who the hell that is. Let me figure out who the hell that is. Some of these songs I ain't never heard of. You know, I'm doing this Halloween medley because a lot of this shit I ain't never heard of. What is it? Meatloaf. Who is that? Sound like Meatloaf. Yeah, Meatloaf. Oh, Meatloaf. Y'all remember Meatloaf, the fat dude, and the other band member? Yeah, all right. Them motherfuckers, yeah. Shout out to Meatloaf. All right. Don't forget we broadcast live, people, from www.trilateralradio.com. You can hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/DJ Smells So Good. You got to put it all one word. You probably never find me. But what I'm finna do is I'm finna post my Halloween costume. I'm finna put it on, and I'm gonna record it on the video, and I'm finna show everybody, you know what I'm saying, what I is for Halloween, you know what I'm saying, and I'll let y'all see that, you know what I'm saying. I gotta switch this music. I love y'all, Meatloaf, but not that song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. What is this? Feed My Frankenstein. Feed My Frankenstein, people. This comes off of the Monster Halloween hits that y'all can pick up in your local store or purchase online on iTunes or something like that. Okay, no thank you. What else we got?
I am the God of Hellfire.
Okay. What the hell? Hey, what a fucking Monster Mash and all that shit. Hold on, people. We need the Monster Mash. It's a graveyard smash. What the hell is that? Alright, here we go. These are the true Halloween hits right here. Yeah!
Well, I saw the king
hey!
Out of the sky with one long horn and one big eye.
This is my music as I put my costume on, people. Ow! Check me out on Facebook.com/DJ Smells So Good. If you don't see it, that means you probably have to become a friend. And I'll accept it. All that, man. Hold on.
When he came down to earth and he lit in the tree, I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you so fast.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. What's your line? He said, he's the purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to life.
I want to get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, just my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people leader. Pigeon coat, undercoat, flying purple people leader.
He wears short shorts.
Friendly little people leader. What a sight to see. Ow! And then he clung from the tree, and he lit on the ground. Started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy day with a swing and two.
In a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Good, that's my toe, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
He went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really rocking him dead. Play rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Yeah!
Tequila.
One of the two. still getting in my costume, people.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Oh.
From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. Guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sound. Igor on chain, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive at their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Oh.
Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring.
Oh.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
Oh.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
oh.
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Oh.
Now everything's cool. Rex a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on.
Ah, Facebook.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
You impetuous young boy.
Mash.
Monster mash.
That's how I feel right now, because damn, Facebook fucked up, man. God damn, Facebook sung up. Bitches of sons. Anyway, shouts out to Lurch in the background. Y'all already know how we do it, man. It's up in the building, real big. This is Regular Game Radio with your boy, Captain Smell So Ghoul. Shouts out to my co-host with the most, Miss Heavenly Angel. Representing real big and international smokers, representative Mr. Cyanide. All the way over there representing the Netherlands, and we taking this thing all the way across the world, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody over there in California, you know what I'm saying? My homeboy Goofy Bone. Some bitch get that pot candy and shit, you know what I'm saying, for Trick or Treat. God damn it. Only reason why I really want to come to California during Halloween time, you know what I'm saying, give me some pot brownies and all the other kind of shit for the free. So why pay for it when you can get it on a Trick or Treat? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's what we doing. Uh-oh. Never heard the Lurch. Hey.
Don't just stand there, Lurch. Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my Dolby crashing. Do it.
Yeah.
Dracula. Take it back to old love potion number 9. Y'all already know what time it is up in here. Halloween special. Uh-oh. This is how I be doing your party now. Ow. Love potion number 9. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Love potion number 9. Oh, yeah.
She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smells like turpentine and looks like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my...
Ooh-wee.
I didn't know it was a day.
All right, 419, I got you.
Give
me 1 second. Shout out to Miss Computer Lady. Love potion number 9. Oh, yeah. Y'all welcome to do the twist. I know some of y'all old schools out there doing the twist and doing the swim, doing the pole or whatever y'all got to do. You know what I'm saying? Being Miss Computer Lady, what's up?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
And goblins doing out there.
Whatever. You know, I've been having my own little Halloween party. I don't just celebrate Halloween, but you know, sometimes, hey.
Hey,
I'm on Facebook trying to record myself in my costume, but Facebook screwing up. They don't want to let me use my webcam right now. Keep talking about the server down or whatever crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I can't post my little video. Yeah, an error has occurred. Unable to connect the server. Please try again later. Not right now. So, Facebook, thank you for absolutely nothing.
Well, eventually you'll get it up, y'all. So.
Yeah, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see me in it. Y'all see me in it. It's all good. But yeah, I'm heading off to heading off the court in a few minutes, you know what I'm saying, to get my sentencing on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, me and Goofy Bone, we fans of the Blog Talk, and now fellas of the Trilateral Radio. Oh!
See, that's why I need to keep him in prayer. I'm like, Lord, now what? I said, let me call and check on Smelly. Jesus.
Yeah, these fools down here really show you how blind justice is. They'll convict you on one thing, find out they can't convict you on it, and then they'll charge you with something else. So, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? Those little stupid officers down here be trying to, you know, do stuff all blatantly. And it's all on YouTube, that same YouTube video I be telling everybody to go check out. Illegal search and seizure, police, something like that. It's a one of them too. And then you see the officer walk up, Thomason, can I buy a case and all that? And I'm telling his ass no, because I'm on break. But that whole case is what I'm still going to trial for, and because they couldn't prove that I sold him anything, which I didn't sell him anything. Now they want to come back and say, oh well, we got you on possession because you was in possession of. But I didn't sell anything. So what's the possession got to do with anything if I didn't sell anything?
I don't know. In possession of what?
Yeah, exactly. How can you prove that it's illegal? He's saying that the officer walked up to my table and I had some DVDs on the table. He claims that because he sees some titles on these discs, that he knows that they're illegal DVDs. not watching him. He ain't never seen him. He ain't never, you know what I'm saying, never bought anything from me or anything like that. But from him approaching me,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, and him asking me, can he purchase mm-hmm. one? I denied him the purchase, you know what I'm saying? I denied him the purchase because he was in uniform. I don't sell nothing to anybody in uniform, honestly. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, unless you come to the hood, and of course, he didn't do that. So, I mean, that he got upset, and then he proceeded to take all my items. But then, you know, 2 weeks later, I go to jail for selling illegal DVDs, which, like I say, I never sold anything. That's the whole, like, dumb part. Like, I'm even talking to the public defender, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I still don't understand. I said, how, if it's into the severity that they at, like I was dealing dope or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is how far they taking it, talking about, like, jail time or probation. I'm like, for a third-degree felony that they offered a downgrade to a misdemeanor, had I accepted the guilty plea, and I could have pled out guilty, and they would have just gave me time served for the 2 days that I did in jail. But, you know, I'm not doing that because I already know I got some other stuff planned to where it wasn't feasible for me to take that route. Let me leave it like that.
Okay.
It wasn't feasible for me to take that route. You feel me? So I didn't want to. I could have took that route. But no, I took it to the door because I felt, hey, if you got something that strong, prove it. Which they didn't prove. Which they
mm-hmm.
never. So the only thing that they did prove, okay, well, you were in possession of over 65 of them, so you was in, so we're gonna charge you with possession. That makes absolutely no sense.
No, it doesn't.
That makes no that makes no sense. And just like I broke it down to the little public defender, I said, look at here, man. I said, if an officer approaches me in the same situation and I got a pile of cocaine sitting on the table, but all of a sudden now, nobody knows what it is because it's just a pile of white substance. It could be baking soda. It could be anything. The officer, therefore, says this is public domain, so he has a right to come and do it and touch the pile of substance. He has the right. He sticks his finger in it, and he smells it, and he said, hey, that smells like cocaine. He's not trained, he's not a sniffing dog, you know what I'm saying? They're definitely not trained to sniff cocaine, you know what I'm saying, on the police department force. So therefore, what training would you have? Okay, so you accept the fact that it smells like cocaine, but you ask me, am I selling this product? I tell you, no, I'm not selling cocaine. The cocaine is free cocaine. Somebody gave me the cocaine. I'm not selling it, though. It's just a pile of cocaine somebody dropped off and said, I can do whatever I want to do with it. So, if you want some of that cocaine, though, I got some baggies over here, some different size baggies, and I'll sell you a baggie. If you'd like to purchase a baggie. Now, the baggies got different prices, but if you'd like to purchase a baggie, I'll gladly sell you a baggie. Now, the officer goes and says, okay, I know this is a big pile of cocaine now. I know this is an illegal product. But I'm going to go ahead and still buy a baggie in order to obtain the cocaine. Right then and there, who's wrong? The officer for not immediately identifying that as a big pile of cocaine and seizing it right then and there, or for him after the fact of trying to buy the cocaine and then get denied the purchase, and then come back, well, okay, well, I already knew it was that anyways, so I'm still going to confiscate it.
Well, there's a procedure for doing searches, and it sounds like he didn't follow the procedure anyway.
And you feel me? And this is proven in court. No warrant. He didn't have no warrant. He didn't have no probable cause because you're not a representative of the Motion Picture Association nor the Recording Industry Association. You're not a representative of either one of those. So therefore, you had no way of identifying what was on these discs. You just because of the simple name, you had no way of knowing what was physically on them discs until you saw what was on them discs. And up until him confiscating the disc and then him sending them off, and it took him a week for him to send it off to get another person's opinion on what was on the disc. So therefore, you wasn't even trained to identify what was on the disc, because if that was the case, you would have made your own conclusion right then and there, and you would have stuck with your own opinion, not another person to verify what you didn't even know. And then after you verify it, then you go and arrest the person. Well, that's what happened to me. You know what I'm saying? 2 weeks later, they come and arrested me for what happened 2 weeks ago. I'm like, are you serious? And then I get charged for selling illegal DVDs. This is how it's explained to me. But because they got the wrong statute, they charged me with the wrong statutes, they don't even understand what the law means. They just charged me with it regardless. They just charged me with it.
Oh, well, that's brought up in court. That's not a lawyer. I can't say legally. I'm just saying it sounds to me. And this information, everybody has to check with a lawyer as far as this is concerned.
No,
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying out there to the audience, you know, whoever downloads this podcast, Ms. Computer Aid is not a lawyer, so don't quote Ms. Computer Aid. Check your...
Oh, yeah, check with your legal...
You know, your local law.
Right,
whatever. What I'm saying is, this sounds like nothing was done properly all around, and when this is admitted in court,
the officer on the stand, like, no, I tried to buy one, but he denied me the sale. Okay, where else is there a case at? Where is the case at? Well, I mean, and they actually made a case out of nothing. Out of the fact that this officer sat up here and said he did not make a purchase. So you did not buy any kind of illegal substance, but steady. Now, we can't prove that he didn't sell it, but, okay, he's in possession of it.
And that's proven how.
Exactly. How is that proven?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's where I'm at right now, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going into the courthouse now. This is a blessing in the sky. Because I ain't talked to you in a little minute. But prior to this case, I had already considered, because I told you I thought you might have heard it in the show if you listened to the archive then, that I was planning on pursuing my paralegal certification.
No, I haven't. Congratulations.
This case inadvertently went on here and just pushed me to really go ahead and do that. Now, let me tell you how the Lord look out for his people. The same lawyer that I have representing me on this case, who I didn't want her, you know, involved in the actual case, because I felt it was a fluke case and it would be a waste of time and effort to put some real handling on this and let the people's pretenders, you know what I'm saying, handle this. But like they did, they pretended and didn't handle the case correctly. So therefore, I have to fall back on my lawyer. But guess who my lawyer is? My lawyer is my employer.
Wow.
So instead of me going off to school, which I did, looking into various schools, I found a lawyer that needed help. And in return, I get help. I get the same education that I would learn going through a school. I get it hands-on. And I'm actually, you know what I'm saying, being part of the process and actually be able to help some people, you know what I'm saying, really help some people in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of public pretend. So.
Another skill to add to your repertoire.
Yeah, you know, I told all my homies, I was like, man, don't worry, I ain't leaving the hood, you know what I'm saying, but I need this. So, you know what I'm saying, I can put the smack down as soon as they pull up. We ain't going to be none of that. Bam, hit a card, you know what I'm saying? I'm representing for my peoples. So, you know, but we need that really in every single neighborhood, not somebody that want to go off and get some big office and lose touch with the people, you know what I'm saying? Use them same credentials, you know what I'm saying, and do what you got the credentials for. Fight for the people. Fight for the people. So, you know, that's my whole passion of it. And when I told the dude, you know what I'm saying, pretender called me today and wanted to discuss the detail of what he wanted to talk about before we go into court. You know, he was like, well, look, I'm not going to paint you up
All you're going to do is say that, you know, what you did was wrong, and then you're... I said, man, listen, damn all that. Listen, I don't even care about all that. All you need to do is go in here and say, Your Honor, he's willing to accept jail time or probation, but he would like probation because he has an internship with a lawyer, one of our fellow colleagues, that worked here just several years ago, and he's interning for as a position. I have verified it.
Mm.
That's it. Hold on a second, hold on. Well, no, because ain't nobody called my other phones. Unknown caller calling my phone for you. You know, I be calling your house and me calling unknown. I don't want to. People,
right,
you can't call. Yeah, you can't call and talk to me. That means, hey, you ain't want me to talk to you.
And if you want to make yourself be known, you'll call back and either leave a message or change how you're, you know, how you're coming out to the phone. And I'm like, I know, I don't answer the phone. Oh, and everybody, try out Radio Commission, tryoutradio.com. Don't forget that. And also, keep ID, the wise one, in your prayers. He's a mother pan.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. R.I.P. the fallen soldiers and soldierettes. I had to do that yesterday. We had a little block party. You know, we lost some peoples around the hood. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, Lord, look out for all those that, you know, lost a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And you already know, but you got to lose life in order to bring life upon this planet. You know what I'm saying? We all can't live because you can't make room. So if you think about it that way, hey, you know, we all got to go. If you want to make room and bring somebody else some happiness so they can enjoy what you've enjoyed. Boom. But you got some selfish people that want to be, you know, 200 years old and shit and can't move, but they here, you know.
No, man,
I'm 200, but I'm here.
That's all the way D.C.
You know, I'm here.
Genesis, Leviticus and all that, when they used to live like 500 to 600 years old and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they were healthier back then too, that's the other thing.
No, yeah, they were a lot healthier, and you know, but then the Lord seen that wasn't working. You're living too long because you call it too much chaos in your longevity. You ain't getting wiser. You're getting stupider. So, that's where we at right now, you know. But, hey. What you got going on for Halloween? You got trick-or-treats coming to the house, or what you going?
No, I'm not really not participating this year. I have to admit, I'm going to be a little selfish.
You ain't showing no handouts this Halloween.
Goodness, community, sorry, but I might say I'm not. I'll have to see. I'll see how the day goes. I got several things to deal with. So I might be in the trick-or-treating mood. I'll have to see. I got my stuff on my nephew because he's going to do it, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna see. I got to see the outcome of the day's events, and then I'll see if I'm gonna do the little trick or treat. I normally like to do that in my neighborhood because I parents still take their kids door to door. You know, I promote. You know what I'm saying? Go to main spots of people that you know, and not just random people. So you know what I'm saying? If you can't necessarily take them to the mall, take them by the stores and stuff like that, because even the stores, you know what I'm saying, should be participating in Halloween, because that's y'all got old surplus shit. I give out surplus. Whatever is old, that's what I give out. If it's old CDs, here y'all go, kids. Throw some CDs in there. Here you go. I couldn't get rid of these chips. Here you go. All these chips. You know, there you go. Man, Pete, kids, I have y'all for a pencil if you put it in the bag.
There you go, man. I know we got to get going just quickly saying there are a lot of churches who are having what they call services too. So hey, if your local church is having one, go ahead and go to that. Just remember which costumes not to wear. Don't wear anything that's considered, you know,
unholy.
Yeah.
No. Happy Halloween, you know what I'm saying?
Happy Halloween, y'all.
Celebrate this little day here, you know what I'm saying? Be safe. And make sure you check all your kids' candy, man. Don't be sitting out there letting your kids dive into the damn candy. Check all candy first.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take it by the local department, local police department, and they will scan your candy. Not saying that that's too much safe because you don't really want that radiation on the candy. So just check the candy first on your own before your kids dive into it. And either way to do that is give them small amounts of candy instead of trying to let them dive into the whole big bag anyway. So take small amounts out and then, you know, divvy that up to them and allow them to enjoy that. That way they won't rot all their teeth out on Halloween. All right.
That's right.